Chapter 41. Well, you made quite a splash last night. Bravo on that speech. I'm sorry, Mr. Larson. He pats me on the shoulder. Zach. Then moves to the window and looks out into the studio lot. The morning light is pouring in, but it feels darker than last time. You can stop saying you're sorry. 30 times in one conversation is enough. The person who should be sorry is the one who sabotaged the domes with that AI virus. The person who wants this mission to fail. That person will be very sorry. So I can stay? No. Now it's my turn to apologize. I'm sorry, Robin. Paper. You cannot stay. I honestly wish you could. Did you see the ratings last night? Oh, dear Lord. It was another record. Shattered. You're a star. And your likes? I can hardly keep track. But it's your show. Your rules. Just tell everyone I can stay. No. Listen, I couldn't care less if you broke one of my rules. Any of my rules, you know that. I'm much more interested in finding out who threatened our lives. But you broke one of your own rules. You're a citizen of Phil City One paper, and must abide by their laws. The Gitanos have already asked to retrieve you. They have a car waiting at the garage, in fact. The federal government has extradition agreements with the Phil Cities. I make my own rules, yes, but I don't break federal laws. There's nothing I can do. A sudden desperation grips me. I look around for a secret exit. Can you help me escape then? Go into hiding, like my mother, please. I'm going to ask you to trust me. No. No? No. I don't think mealing of bags and dodging toll monitors suits you. What? I explode from my chair and grab his collar. What are you talking about? What do you know? How could you possibly know that? He considers me for a long moment, pushes me gently away, smooths his shirt, and taps the tips of his fingers together. Yes, it's time you knew. You're not the only one with secrets. Sits back down. From a drawer, he pulls a red scarab and places it on the desk between us. He presses the head. Nothing. Oh, for Pete's sake. He smacks the scarab on the desk twice and presses the head again, and the wing covers spring open. Now, what do you see? Is this a trick question? He grins. You're on to me. Yes, the real question is, what don't you see? He gently lifts the left wing cover with increasing pressure until it snaps off. He hands it to me. Now, what do you see? A chip. There's the teeniest little computer chip on the inside of the wing cover, barely visible, and an even teenier antenna. You heard everything. Not just you, all the winners. That's how you knew about Aurora. You had that record disc already made. You knew about my rockets, my mother. Phil City. Yes. How can you justify that? My rules, paper. My conscience is clean. I needed to know about all of you, everything I could. Why? Isn't it obvious? This is a mission to Mars, paper, not a television show. How can I know one of you isn't something dangerous? Like a saboteur. One of us? He shrugs. Whoever did this was extremely crafty. Not to worry. It won't happen again. I've made the necessary security upgrades, and we're reviewing all the footage, though that will take quite some time. He gets up again, as if he wants me to rise so I can leave. So that's it. We're done here? You're not listening. I asked you to trust me. If you let me out that door, I'll be in the fill before you can order breakfast. I already had breakfast. Smartass. paper. Listen to me. Do you think I did this show for the money? I could fund this mission a few times over. No. I did this to get our great country excited about exploration again, to give them something to believe in, and someone to believe in. An underdog, someone who came from nothing, who shares their dreams and fears and guilt and hope. And I think they've found her. He said as he let her be taken away by mobsters. Nice speech, Zach. He sighs, reaches under his desk, and lifts out my satchel, hands it to me, then hands me a small, thin rectangle. My get-out-of-jail-free card. Great. My mother's insane, you know. I actually like her, from what I've heard anyway. Reminds me of Martha. He smiles at me now, looking like Dad. That smile that knows I'm going to be okay, that the road might be bumpy, but at the end of the day, I'll curl up with my blanket in a warm, dry space somewhere. And wherever I am for that moment, I can call it home, because he'll always be there with me. That's my dad's smile. It's annoying. He laughs. Sorry. Now I can't see what's on here. He points to the card. It's DNA coded. When I tried to read it, it notified me I'd need Gitano family DNA to gain access. That's very complicated stuff, DNA coding. There are only a handful of people who could swing this. Insane or not, it seems your mother has some talented friends. Wonderful. She can bring them to my unmarked grave. Larson stands, comes around to my side of the desk, and kneels. I am letting you go. Only because I know this isn't goodbye. I don't know what comes over me. I reach around his shoulders and sob silently into his neck. I'm afraid. Life is scary. I know. I'll tell you all about it someday. But do you really think I would let you die?